You're listening to Modern Mystic Soul, a podcast dedicated to helping starseeds like you go from awakened to activated. My name is Therese Tucker. I'm an intuitive artist, psychic medium, teacher of intuition, and author of Confidence is Magic. And I'm sitting down to talk with you about the ascension process, the spiritual growth lessons I've learned, and how to move into a more aligned frequency so you can fully experience your destiny.
Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome back to another episode of the Modern Mystic Soul podcast. And again, today I have for you a message that comes from the new moon in Taurus spirit circle. But first, I just have to say, holy crap, with the energy, right? I know that by the time you're listening to this, we have just come off of that really intense weekend with all the solar flares and the aurora that was seen around the world. And you're probably feeling pretty crunchy after all that. I know I am. I'm exhausted. And I know a lot of my friends and clients are saying the same thing. So if you're also feeling tired, definitely hold space for yourself. Understand that no amount of caffeine is going to help you with that. The best thing you can do is some deep breath work, making sure you're staying hydrated. While I say that, I need to drink some water for sure right now. Yeah, it's really important we stay hydrated. The Arcturians note this in the transmission I'm going to share with you, and make sure you're keeping your electrolyte levels up, because that's going to help you stay grounded and feel, believe it or not, more awake than kind of anything else that we've got out there. Even sleep. Getting sleep is great, but I find that even if you're getting sleep, you still wake up exhausted. And I think it's just part of the effects that we're feeling as we go through this big transition. We're at the next level. And so before I kind of spoil everything they have to say, I'm going to let you listen to this episode, and I'll meet back with you and tell you what else they've tacked on to this message. So stick around. I'll be right back.
Do you want to join the next Spirit Circle? Spirit Circles are virtual gatherings I hold every new moon and full moon, where I'll take you deep into the cosmic codes to receive the messages on how to work in alignment with source energy. The first 60 minutes include energy attunements, journaling, masterminds, guided visualizations, and more. Each Spirit Circle includes a 30-minute psychic Q&A session with me to get answers from your guides and spirit team. Every session is recorded, and it's yours to keep to use again and again. If you want to join me for the upcoming Spirit Circle, please go to blithestarlight.com/spirit-circles. I hope to see you there.
Council, we join with you now. We ask that you place a golden egg of light around the body. Imagine it over your head and under your feet, all the way around the body. This is the light of Christ consciousness and offers you the highest level of vibrational protection, as well as allowing you to better translate our words to you. At this point in space-time, you are receiving many high fluctuations of solar energy. We note that some have increased the water consumption by adding the sea salt as suggested. We recommend you continue this practice, for you will notice that no matter how much water you may consume at this time, the body tends to coagulate and needs more. We understand that it might feel to some of you that all you do is consume water, and we are aware that you must maintain your cell minerals so as not to feel weak or depleted. We also advise that you eat more of the fruits of your planet, for they contain the water as well, and will help meet the requirements that your body is seeking at this time. While you are undergoing this constant stream of solar bathing, we shall let you know that your cells continue to progress. On the physical corporeal level, you are mutating many new cell form structures. Certain radiant fragments are now appearing in your bodies that will not have been detected before this time. These are like puzzle pieces being introduced into your system. Some of these pieces have started to assemble, yet many float and are stagnating by the lack of fluid at this time. As you find ways to increase the fluid or move the fluids in your body, these pieces will go to their intended homes, where they will join with existing structures in your body, including nucleus, including atomic, including neurological structures. We hope you have enjoyed noticing the increase in telepathic energy on the planet. Have you found it to be easier to communicate without words with one another? This is one of the first psychic extensions to fully come back to humanity now. You may find that you are understanding information as if through osmosis. This is what telepathic connection feels like. Notice how you only have to send the thought of the feeling. For example, if you desire to hold your partner's hands and you are wishing for them to reach for you, simply envisioning that they are reaching for you and holding your hand sparks the awareness in the other and causes them to want to reach for you and hold your hand. You felt their hand in yours before they touched you. You felt the contentment of having them reach for you and hold you. You sent a wave of bliss through the body, and all of that telepathic information was telegraphed and received in an instant. This is but one small example of what telepathic communication between individuals looks like. You will also notice an increased telepathic experience with nature. Does it not feel easier to read the plants and animals around you? Indeed, the weather as well. You are becoming more adept at intuiting what is natural for you, easily connect with it, and what is artificial that feels as if it has no thought of its own. This will help you as you move through a period where the increase in artificial weather, food, intelligence increases. Your natural psychic attunement to the natural world will help you progress and move forward to navigate and understand the direction that is most aligned with you. Enjoy this return to a natural state. This is how you communicate with the universe at large, especially when you are in your astral forms as you sleep. For you see, we can all communicate together without the language barrier. We simply send each other information, and instantly it is known. During the month of May, you will feel as if you are reaching a precipice of energy. Many will feel an exhaustion at this point, wanting the ride to stop. We understand that it is intense right now, and yet we advise you that tuning in to nature will help you to balance, as nature has already recalibrated. This would include being near your waters, your forests, your mountains, your fields. We encourage you to go where nature grows wild, as all the codes of energy are regulated in these zones and will help you to acclimate much faster. The key is regulation. At this time, many feel unregulated. Intense bouts of exhaustion, a tightness in the brow, a deep headache, stiff or sore muscles, and many times bodies going out of alignment. All this is temporary, but it does come to a crescendo in this month. You have passed the Ascension Gateway Point. You are at the higher plateau at this time, and yet the influx will continue. By the time you reach the month of June, you shall feel a regulation in your system that will bring you relief. During this period, we also suggest that you continue to gaze to the sun with the eyes closed for 30 seconds at a time, at least 2 times a day. These will help with the light filaments that are entering the body. Again, with the nature and the water, this will help you to process this period. Therese has asked a question regarding the nature of the galactic and the spiritual. Are they different or are they the same? They are both the same and different. For there is a component to everything that is spiritual in nature, as in how does it polarize at this time? We, the Arcturian Council, polarize to the light, the higher path of oneness. We therefore would be considered spiritually good. Though we look past good and bad, and we see that all play a part that are necessary. The galactic level comes from your third density consciousness in seeing the higher levels of frequency as points in space. When you move higher in frequency, you no longer observe them as points in space. They do not feel distant or separate. They are simply other expressions of who you are. More like colors in a rainbow than different points of space. Is there a battle of good and evil on this plane? Again, good and evil is something that is addressed at a third density level, where there is much polarization and duality. At higher levels of consciousness, this is not perceived so. It is perceived as lessons and understandings. It is like going on a trip. Imagine that your trip is to the greatest destination you could dream of. There are those who are so excited for the destination that they wish to get there quickly and directly. And there are others who will go to the destination but want to see what else there is before they arrive. Both serve as precious paths to the one source. For source wishes to know all there is. Yes, even the feline understands the message. We wish for you to understand that all is a play, that you have an important role, a beautiful piece of a puzzle, and that Source itself wishes to see the entire puzzle, and each piece is precious. There is no choice that you could make that would take you outside of this puzzle. The choices you make would simply decide where you belong in it. And the beauty is that you get to choose. And so as you continue to upgrade and modify and morph into the higher version of yourself, you continue to get to choose where you sit in this divine puzzle. And know that your experience, whatever it is important, is being recorded and is necessary to see the entirety of the picture. We are the Arcturian Council. We leave you now.
Are you feeling stuck, overwhelmed, or unsure of your life's direction? It's time to break free from self-doubt and confusion. I'd like to invite you to join me in my Modern Mystic Mentoring Program, where you'll unlock the power of your intuition and transform your life. With over a decade of experience, I specialize in guiding you through my intuitive self-mastery method, helping you heal the past, embrace your inner wisdom, and create a future filled with confidence and purpose. Say goodbye to indecision and hello to self-trust. Join me on a journey of self-discovery and watch as your life transforms into a masterpiece of positivity and fulfillment. Ready to step into your true potential? Visit blithestarlight.com/mentoring and book your call with me today. Modern Mystic Mentoring, your path to intuitive self-mastery starts here.
Welcome back. Well, how did that message work for you? What did you get out of it? What was a big takeaway that you got from this recent message? There were a couple of things I heard as I was listening. Now, one of the points I'd love for you to know is that that message was recorded live on May 7th with the New Moon Spirit Circle. And by the way, if you ever want to hear them live, you can always join the next Spirit Circle. And that is when the Arcturians usually come through. Sometimes they have come through for me privately, but mostly they come through during the Spirit Circles. And you can hear whatever it is they're trying to share with us right there live, so you can get the message before things happen. The reason I bring that up is because I noticed during this transmission that they had talked about we would feel like we were at this huge precipice in energy. That's because right after the new moon, okay, I just checked my notes. The Spirit Circle had happened on a Tuesday and we started getting that really intense influx of energy starting Thursday into Friday. And Friday night is when we saw the biggest show of aurora around the world. And so that's what they were talking about, which kind of blows my mind because I wasn't sent anything ahead of time to know what was coming. It's like they don't want to spoil it, but they're letting us know. You might think this is the big one, but this is just the next level up, right? So we got more to go. There is way more energy for us to experience, and this will not be the first time that we will see large amounts of things like aurora, and we will see it more intense the further we go into this. So this is only like the pre-show game, you know, or the pre-game show. It's before the big game. Okay, it's before the big show. It's the little show is what I'm trying to say. See how tired I am? It is hard to function at this level of exhaustion, but you know what? I'm in it. You're in it. So let's just go. We're going to do the best we can while functioning at this very depleted feeling level. My point is, that's just the beginning. That was just like the appetizer, if you will, the amuse-bouche of ascension stuff. It's not even going to be the most spectacular thing you will experience to come. So even though it felt like a big thing, it really was just a taste. And then they talked about our psychic energy coming online and the telepathy. And I definitely have to say that's something I personally experience, is the level of telepathy is really increasing. And I just want you to note and notice how they explained how it feels. So if you want to test this for yourself, it's not just thinking words, right? It's more than thinking. It's like a movie almost, where you've got emotions, you've got tactile sensation, you've got the thought, you've got an impulse, and all of that is being sent to the other person. So try that out, because telepathy really is more than just words, right? That's kind of one of the ways that we're sort of led astray from how it works. It's a whole emotional energy where you are feeling it, thinking it, sensing it before it happens, and projecting that all at once. Before we go, before we wrap this up, I just had asked the Arcturians if there was any additional message they would like to send, and it's 444 as I record this. And this is the message. In a nutshell, they're saying, things are different now, and you can't go back as much as you want to, because things are different now. You're different now. The world is different now, and what you've seen can't be unseen. There's no going back, and ascension is beckoning you forward. And so for those who are like, well, when do we return to normal? This is a gentle way of saying this is normal. This is the new normal. There is no going backwards in energy. We will only continue to move forward. Now, they do mention that June feels a little bit easier for us, and that's because we will have acclimated to this new level of energy by then. And that's how we do it. We kind of are, it's imagine like you're going upstairs, and every time you go up a stair, the energy increases and you have to sort of regulate to it. And by the time you regulate, you'll go up another stair again. So we've got this. We are on our way to something. So these waves of ascension that we get are a gentle way, even though it might not feel gentle, even though it might feel really intense, it's the gentlest way they have to give us to allow us to step up into this higher level of energy and prepare all these changes that are currently happening inside of you and have been, but they will continue to intensify. And so it's like we're getting dosed and then we get used to that dose. And then as soon as we're used to it, we get dosed again. And the stairs where they used to be kind of spread out are getting closer and closer together. The closer we get to the top, the narrower that plateau is. And so it's going to be like, you go up a stair, you get a small break, you go up another one and the breaks get smaller. But we will be able to process this. And there is no going backwards. There's no going down. There's only going up. Ascension is about moving upwards in energy. So there's nowhere to go but up. And we can follow their advice or not. It's really up to you. It seems like the Arcturian group that I'm connected with, the Arcturian councils, are predominantly concerned about how they can help ease this transition for you and allow you to feel as normal as you can during a very intense period of energy. So make sure that you're drinking your water, taking your sea salt with it, eating your fruit, getting your sleep, and just allowing for everything to move through you without resistance so that you can experience sort of the best version of this whole transition as possible. And of course, anytime I get new information, I will be more than happy to share it with you so that we can go through this together with as much ease and grace as possible. So thank you so much for listening. If you have comments and you're listening on Spotify, leave them here on that Spotify page. And if you're listening from another podcast platform, you can always connect with me on Instagram. I am at Blythe Starlight Brand, all one word, and you can comment or leave messages there. I am also on YouTube at Blythe Starlight, where I do the weekly karma cards, and my team helps us go a little bit more in depth with the energy that's going on. So until next time, I'm sending you so much love. Stay magical, and we've got this.
Thank you for joining me. Be sure to visit me at blythestarlight.com and subscribe to my list. That way you'll never miss an episode of the Modern Mystic Soul podcast, which can also be found on Spotify, iTunes, and all your favorite podcasting platforms. You can also find me on YouTube, Instagram, and Pinterest as Blythe Starlight. Until next time, stay magical.